Shkoa, good morning. So we've been discussing the obligation that one has that when they go and they go to the Kotel, they see the Makom HaMikdash in its state of Churban, its state of destruction, so they have to tear Kriya, they have to render their garments. So the question may arise where if a person, let's say, goes to visit the Kotel, and then they come back home and they realize, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot to tear Kriya. So what would one do in such a scenario? So Rav Moshe discusses this in the Tshuva. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, he says that the obligation to tear Kriya is only when you are at the Makom HaMikdash, only when you are at the Kotel, when you are seeing it. It's like a Birchas Ariya. When you see it, so then you have to engender a sense of tzar. You have to create that sense of mourning for yourself, being that you are looking at a place where the Beis HaMikdash once stood. You have to create that mourning. He says, because the average person, when they go to the Kotel, they're not any more sad about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash at the Kotel than when they are at home in Yerushalayim, and when they're at home in New York, or they're at home in La Jolla. The feeling of mourning over the fact that we're in Galus is perhaps even stronger when you're further away from the Kotel. When you're there and you're with the Shechina, Lozaz Shechina, Mikosel Ma'aravi La'olam, the Shechina never left the Kosel Ma'aravi. So therefore, when you're at the Kotel, so then it's not any more of a tsar necessarily. It's not any more tragic than when you're anywhere else. And therefore, you have to create that morning, and that is why we tear Kriya at the Kotel. That's what Rav Moshe suggested. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach has a Eidos Ne'amana, he writes. That's the way he writes it. He says that I have a first-hand testimony from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that you'd have to tear Kriya when you get home, as long as it's still in the same day. If it's the same day that you were at the Kotel, you'd have to tear Kriya. However, most of the poskim, I think the Minhag HaOlam is like Rav Moshe. Rav Eliashiv assumed like Rav Moshe that you would not have to tear Kriya at home. Rav Sternbach assumed that way. Rav Neventhal assumes that way. And therefore, I think that's the Minhag, is that you would only tear Kriya at the Kotel itself. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shmi Matzliach.